Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Bellberg. News time, 12 noon. Light rain falling in the area, 70 degrees outside. We'll see those scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing through your Friday with a high near 76. Another noontime confrontation could be happening at the state capitol, all due to singing. Arrests made for a second day yesterday following a recent court ruling regarding permit use for groups at the capitol. Since no permits have been issued to the Solidarity Singers, Capitol Police issued 26 citations to people taking part yesterday. That included Linda Hedenblad of Madison.
I came with no intent at all except just see what happens. And when I saw them carrying away, you know, people that were doing absolutely nothing wrong, and when they approached me, I thought, I guess it's my turn too.
There were also three arrests for state charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, or both. The State Department of Administration said their actions would not be necessary if the singers would apply for a permit. Attorney Bob Jamboyce, who represents most of those receiving citations, said no organization represents the singers.
It's just kind of an amorphous amalgam of people who happen to coalesce around the lunch hour and sing protest songs.
The noontime sing-along has taken place every day for over 2 years in response to the Act 10 legislation. Fond du Lac County Judge Gary Sharp yesterday afternoon sentenced a 59-year-old Campbell Sport man to 6 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision for a vicious dog attack on a teen at the man's farm last August. Richard Lisco was sentenced on charges of first-degree reckless injury and false imprisonment for the attack on 18-year-old Joel Kennedy Jr. at Lisco's farm on August 31st of last year. The judge agreed with the author of a pre-sentence investigation that the act was inhumane. A Madison woman will be sentenced this afternoon for torturing and starving her teenage stepdaughter until she got down to just 68 pounds. 43-year-old Melinda Drobic Critton struck a plea deal in April. She avoided a trial by pleading no contest to reckless endangerment and mentally harming a child. Authorities said the defendant's stepdaughter was locked in a basement and starved for years until she broke away in February of 2012. John Spooner now says his attorney shortchanged him, and Milwaukee police did not do their job in investigating the murder of his neighbor, for which he was sent to prison for life. 76-year-old Spooner wrote a handwritten note to a Journal Sentinel reporter last Friday when a jury found he was sane when he killed 13-year-old Darius Simmons in May of last year. In his letter, Spooner called the justice system a scam, and he took matters into his own hands after police failed to identify three teens shown on his surveillance camera at the side of his house on the day of a break-in. Ariel Castro taking a plea deal in connection with the nearly 1,000 charges he faces in connection with kidnapping three women. It means no trial and no death penalty for the 53-year-old who is accused of holding the three in his Cleveland home for about 10 years. Judge Michael Russo asked Castro if he's ready to take the deal.
Is it your intention to plead guilty here consistent with this written plea agreement?
It is my intention, Your Honor. I don't care for the wording, but I will plead guilty.
Because Castro took the deal, it means the women will not have to testify. In the nation's capital, U.S. Park Police are looking for the person who splattered green paint on the Lincoln Memorial. National Park Service workers are working to remove the paint and get it open as quickly as possible. National Park Service spokesperson Carol Johnson says it's sad that someone would try to damage a national icon.
Well, it breaks my heart. It's that somebody would do this, especially this year, 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It's heartbreaking.
More than 6 million people visited the Lincoln Memorial last year. That's according to the National Park Service. More bars around the Badger State have a do not serve list, but how do the people that own the taverns feel? We get more from Eric Grillert.
Joe Phillips owns the House of Guinness in Waukesha, and while the city doesn't have a do not serve list right now, he still has his own list.
I can think of a few people that would come in and we've known that are like mentally on a list that we would keep out of here.
But that doesn't mean he's for the change.
I think it would be hard to enforce it.
But police in Milwaukee are exploring the option and could install a pilot program in parts of the city.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Some cable TV viewers in our area of the state have had to dig out their old rabbit ears to get the Milwaukee and Green Bay NBC stations. Time Warner Cable cut off WTMJ in Milwaukee and WGBA in Green Bay after a stalemate was reached over the rights fees the stations should pay to be on the cable systems. Both stations are owned by Journal Communications. Time Warner claims that the stations want to triple their rights fees, but the stations say the increase would be only pennies a day. The stations have been off Time Warner since 12:01 a.m. yesterday. A Cascade area couple received a new septic system yesterday, courtesy of the Wisconsin On-Site Water Recycling Association. As part of their first ever Rejuvenate a Family Day, WALRA selected Ron and Barb Jocelyn to receive the unit. Their selection was due to their old system posing a potential health hazard and family medical costs preventing them from replacing it on their own. WALRA President Aaron Ozen says this event helps to showcase the group's commitment to come together to donate materials and time to those who need it.
You had folks from myself down in Janesville to Len up in northern Wisconsin coming and bringing all of our professional expertise and knowledge working together, which you don't see very often. So that was the uniqueness of it.
During a dedication ceremony yesterday that featured state and county officials, Barb shared her thanks for the new unit.
I don't know how to say thank you anymore, other than I've always believed in the human spirit.
WALRA hopes to do this event on a regular basis, helping other families across the state. Another check of your forecast showing light rain in the area, scattered showers and storms through the afternoon and evening with a high near 76, currently 70 degrees outside. As we approach news time 12:06 and we return to Rush Limbaugh on News Radio 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg.